stars in the sky. Reported by Al-Bukhari as Hadith 6580 and by Muslim. And this place, Eilat, they mention it's at the top of the Red Sea. It's a little town on the coast at the top of the Red Sea, in the lowest tip of where Palestine is. So he mentioned that indeed his lake, his hold, will be as wide as that distance from there all the way down to Sana'a, the capital of Yemen. And Sheikh Al-Fawzan said, after having just said, so the hold, the lake, from those affairs is the lake, since the Prophet ﷺ informed us that he would have a hold, a great lake, on the day of resurrection at the gathering place, he said, to which his followers will come, those who had iman in him, those who truly believed in him, and who followed him. So they will drink from it. And when they have taken a single drink from it, they will never again become thirsty afterwards. And this is because the day of resurrection is a day which is severe and difficult, and a day of severe heat. So it will result in severe thirst. So therefore Allah has made this hold, this great lake, as a source of relief from thirst for the nation of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And by it he will bring relief from thirst for them. Then the Shaykh mentioned, and as is known, the ghayth, because at Tahawi mentions this lake, this hold, will be a ghiyath, a source of relief from thirst. So Shaykh Al-Fawzan said, and as is well known, this same term, al-ghayth, I mean the rainfall. As is well known, the ghayth, the rainfall, which Allah sends down from the skies. I mean, on this earth here, the rain which Allah sends down from the skies brings about life for the earth. And it brings about life for the souls. Then likewise, the hawd, the lake, will be a ghiyath, a source of relief from thirst, by which Allah will relieve the thirst of the servants when they are in the direst need of water. And the Shaykh said, and al-hawd huwa majma'ul ma', in this term in the Arabic language, al-hawd means a place where water is gathered. He said, and he, alayhi salatu wassalam, described it as being a tremendous lake, and that its length is the length of a month's journey, and its width is the width of a month's journey, and that its drinking vessels will be as numerous as the stars in the sky, and that whoever drinks a single drink from it, then after that he will never ever become thirsty again, and that its water is whiter than milk and sweeter than honey. In a footnote, they quote a hadith as evidence for this. They say, so from Abdullah ibn Amr radiallahu anhuma, who said, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, حوضي مسيرة شهر ماؤه أبيض من اللبن وريحه أطيب من المسك وكيزانه كنجوم السماء من شرب منها فلا يظمأ أبدا. From Abdullah ibn Amr radiallahu anhuma, who said, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, my lake is as wide as a month's journey. Its water is whiter than milk, and its smell is better than musk, and its drinking vessels are like the stars in the sky. Whoever drinks from it will never ever become thirsty. Reported by Al-Bukhari, that's Hadith 6579, and by Muslim. And if we, as a side point, if we stretch our minds back to when we had Al-Aqidah Al-Wasitiyah, then we had the point that Shaykh Ibn Uthaymeen rahimahullah made about this hadith, that the other hadith that we heard before, there is another hadith where the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he mentioned that the drinking vessels around the hawd, around the lake, their number will be like the number of the stars in the sky. So that shows that the drinking vessels for the people around the hawd will be as numerous as the stars in the sky. As for this wording here, then, as Shaykh Ibn Uthaymeen pointed out, there's an addition here. He said that they will be, its drinking vessels will be kanujumis sama, they will be like the stars in the sky. Shaykh Ibn Uthaymeen said, so this shows an additional point. Not only will they be as many as the stars in the sky, but also they will be brilliant like the stars in the sky. Because this hadith doesn't limit it to being just, they're like the stars in their number. It makes it general. Kanujumis sama, they are like the stars in the sky. So Shaykh Ibn Uthaymeen said, so it shows that they are like them in number and also like them in their attributes, meaning sparkling like the stars. Then back to what Shaykh Al-Fawzan, Hafidhullah, mentions, he said, having just said that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam informed us, he described his hawd, and at the end he just mentioned, and it's being whiter than milk and sweeter, its water is whiter than milk and sweeter than honey. Then he said, and he, alayhi salatu wassalam, informed that some people will come to it, but then they will be pushed away and prevented from drinking from it. So the Messenger, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, will say, Ya Rabbi, Ummati, Ummati, O my Lord, my nation, my nation. So then Allah the Mighty and Majestic will say, إِنَّكَ لَا تَدْرِي مَا أَحْدَثُ بَعْدَكَ, you do not know what things they innovated after you. So then he, alayhi salatu wassalam, will say, سُحْقًا وَبُعْدًا لِمَنْ بَدَّلَ وَغَيَّرَ. So at that point, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam will say, be away, far away, those who changed and altered. In a footnote they mention, the hadith for this is reported by Al-Bukhari, as hadith 6582, 6584, and 7051, and also reported by Muslim. And it's from a hadith of Anas, radiallahu anhu. Then Shaykh Al-Fawzan said, and Ahlul Bid'ah, and the people of innovations, which take people astray, will be prevented from coming to it to drink. Those who are disobedient to Allah's Messenger, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, those who disbelieved and turned back upon their heels, those who abandon the sunnah, those who went off with their own desires and opinions, taking deviated positions. They are the ones who will be prevented from the lake, the hold of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, because they changed and altered. They altered and changed away from the way of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And the Sheikh said, obviously with the conclusion from this, he said, so no one will go to it to drink except one who was a follower of the Sunnah of Allah's Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam in his sayings and his actions and his creed and belief. Obviously a further great evidence stressing the importance of following the Sunnah, being upon the Sunnah in sayings, actions and belief. As the Sheikh said, because this hadith that we just had, it shows that no one will go to drink from the hawd, no one will be able to go and drink there except one who was a follower of the Sunnah of Allah's Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam in his sayings and actions and beliefs. Then Shaykh al-Fawzan, hafidhullah, moves on to another point, and he says, and some of the people of knowledge, they hold that al-Kawthar, the plentiful river, which is mentioned in his saying, He the Most High, Inna a'tayinaka al-Kawthar, Surah al-Kawthar, the first ayah, with the explanation, we have certainly granted you Al-Kawthar, abundant good and a great river. The Sheikh said, some of the scholars hold that this Kawthar, this plentiful river mentioned in this ayah, is the Hawd. It's one and the same as the Hawd, as the great lake. Whereas some of the people of knowledge, I mean, that's the first saying. Some of them say Al-Kawthar and Al-Hawd is one and the same thing. Then he said, whereas some of the scholars, they hold that the meaning of the Kawthar is abundant good. I mean, that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam will be granted abundant good, huge amount of good on Yawm al-Qiyamah. That's the second saying. Then the Sheikh said, harmonizing between these two sayings, he said, and there is no doubt that the Hawd, this great lake, enters within the abundant good. Because this Hawd, this lake, is indeed something good for this nation. In other words, in either case, then the Al-Kawthar, no doubt, it covers the Hawd, either it's particular to the Hawd, or it includes the Hawd and the rest of the good that will be granted to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam on Yawm al-Qiyamah. So either way. Then he mentions, or rather they mention, in a footnote here, a report. So they say, a report reported by al-Bukhari, so they say, from Sa'id ibn Jubair, from Ibn Abbas, radiallahu anhuma, that he said, obviously a great explainer of the Qur'an, the Hibr, the great scholar of this ummah, and the Turjuman al-Qur'an, the great explainer of the Qur'an of this ummah, Abdullah ibn Abbas, radiallahu anhuma, that he said about the Kawthar, he said, هو الخير الذي أعطاه الله إياه. He said it means it is the great good which Allah will give to him. I mean, the Kawthar is a great good that will be given to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The narrator Abu Bishr said, "So I said to Sa'id ibn Jubayr, then there are some people who claim that it is a river in paradise. Al-Kawthar is a river in paradise." So Sa'id said, "The river which is in paradise is from the good which Allah will give to him." Hadith been reported by Al-Bukhari as hadith 4966 and 6578. In other words, that Al-Kawthar is not restricted to just being a river or to just being the Hawd. Rather, it's that and the rest of the good that will be granted to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam on the day of resurrection. Al-Bukhari, hadith 4966 and 6578. Then Sheikh Al-Fawzan said, "So this is the Hawd, the lake of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So it is obligatory to have iman in it, to truly believe in it, and to hold it as creed and belief. And that the person adheres to the sunnah." I mean, when the matter of the Hawd comes up, then it's obligatory that we have iman in it, and that we hold it as our creed and belief. And then a third point, and that the person adheres to the sunnah, so that he can go on to drink from the Hawd, from the pond of great lake, and not be repelled from it on the day of resurrection. And that's where Sheikh Al-Fawzan ends explanation of this point. As for Sheikh Al-Albani, rahimahullah, then he just makes a small point connected to this. He said, "And the ahadith which mention the Hawd, the lake, are very many, so many that they reach the level of being mutawatir, as was clearly stated by a group of the scholars. These narrations are reported by 30 and odd companions, and Al-Hafidh Ibn Kathir, he brings their chains of narration in detail in his book An-Nihaya, Al-Bidayah wa-Nihaya, at the end of his history. The end of Al-Bidayah wa-Nihaya, this last section, the last printed a separate book, An-Nihaya. That which will occur on Yawm al-Qiyamah. He brings all the different narrations from the different companions about the Hawd. Then he said, "And also Al-Hafidh ibn Abi Asim, in his Kitab al-Sunnah, he brings 7 whole chapters, chapters 155 to 161, and hadith numbers 697 to 776. In other words, 79 hadith. And at the end of them, he mentions that they are mutawatir, reported by a huge number of people at every chain of every stage of narration. And he said, "And the narrations which we have mentioned about the lake, the Hawd of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, necessitate certain knowledge." And then finally, just one point that we had before, a point that Ibn Abi al-Izz mentions in his explanation, because someone may ask how, because he brings a discussion about where exactly will the Hawd be. And he makes it clear that it will be before crossing over the bridge over hellfire. The place, as Sheikh Al-Fawzan said, at the Mahshar, the place where the people will be gathered. That is where the Hawd will be. So then the question may arise, how is that connected then to the Kawthar, to the river in paradise? How is it connected? So he answers it, and likewise Sheikh Al-Thimin, rahimahullah, he answers the same point in his explanation of Al-Wasitiyya, and we had it many months ago. So Sheikh Al-Thimin, rahimahullah, he said, he mentioned a number of points, if we remember, a number of points about the Hawd, that we have to know about the Hawd. In fact, he mentions 9 points. The second of them was that he said, this Hawd, this great lake, will have water pouring into it through two channels which flow from Al-Kawthar, the river in paradise. The river in paradise, Al-Kawthar, it will have two water channels which flow out of it, and they will flow down into the Hawd. He said, and the Kawthar is the great, tremendous river which the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam will be granted in paradise. So these two channels of water will flow down into the Hawd, into the lake. And the evidence for this is two hadith reported by Muslim. One from a hadith of Abu Dharr and one from a hadith of Thawban radiallahu anhuma. As part of a longer hadith, the hadith of Abu Dharr radiallahu anhu contains the wording that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned about the Hawd, about the lake, and he said, two channels of water will flow into it from paradise. And in the wording of Thawban, the hadith of Thawban, it contains the wording, one of these channels will be of gold and the other one will be of silver. Both reported by Muslim. Walhamdulillah wa sallallahu ala Muhammad. Any points of clarification? Brother just pointed out to me the last footnote that we had from the narration from Sa'id ibn Jubair from Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhuma. They actually bring another narration in which they say, they bring another authentic narration reported by Muslim. And from Anas ibn Malik radiallahu anhu, who said, whilst Allah's Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam was amongst us, one day he dozed off briefly. Then he raised his head and he was smiling. So we said, what has caused you to laugh, O Messenger of Allah? So he said, just now a surah has been sent down to me. And he recited Surah Al-Kawthar. Narration of Muslim mentions, he said, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, Inna a'tainaka al-kawthar, fasalli li rabbika wanhar, inna shani'aka huwal abtar. The whole of Surah Al-Kawthar. And he recited Basmala at the start. Then he said, do you know what Al-Kawthar is? So we said, Allah and His Messenger know best. So he replied, or rather he said, فَإِنَّهُ نَهْرٌ وَعَدَنِيهِ رَبِّي عَزَّ وَجَلْ عَلَيْهِ خَيْرٌ كَثِيرٌ وَهُوَ حَوْضٌ تَرِدُ عَلَيْهِ أُمَّتِي يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. He said, he asked the question, do you know what Al-Kawthar is? So we said, Allah and His Messenger know best. So he said, then it is a river which my Lord the Mighty and Majestic has promised me. Upon it there is abundant good. And it is a lake to which my Ummah will come to drink on the day of resurrection. Reported by Muslim. Find it in Muslim in the book of the prayer. Jazakallah khairan. Any more points? Now the channels, the two channels, as narration in Muslim, that the water from Al-Kawthar in Paradise, it will flow down into the Hawd, and it will be through two channels. One channel, the actual channel, will be made of gold, and the water flows on top, will flow through the gold channel, and the second one will be made of silver. Actual, the pipe or the channel will be made of that. الله أعلم. اللهم اختلفوا في من هم يعني في المعنيين يعني هل هم المرتدين أو نوع خاص منهم أو من خالف السنة ببدعة أو بإثم أو اختلفوا. الله أعلم. وكأن الشيخ فوزان جمع بين يعني جمع بين ذلك فقال وينه قال الشيخ الفوزان ويمنع من وروده أهل البدعة المضلة المخالفون لرسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم الذين كفروا وارتدوا على أعقابهم تاركين السنة ذاهبين بأهوائهم وآرائهم المذاهب المنحرفة فهؤلاء يمنعون من حوض النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم لأنهم بدلوا وغيروا من هدي النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم ولا يرده إلا من كان متبعا لسنة رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قولا وعملا واعتقادا. والله أعلم. ولا شك أن من ارتد لا شك أنه يمنع منه ولا شك. في فرق ولكن في ورود الحوض يمكن لا يعني الله أعلم. With regard to the book As-Sunnah of Ibn Abi Asim, if we remember the book that Shaykh Al-Anjari, Hafidhullah, that he began going through with the brothers, then he mentions, as Shaykh Al-Bani said, he mentions six chapters, or rather he mentions seven chapters in that book, all about the Hawd. And he mentions hadith numbers 697 to 776. In other words, 79 or thereabouts, 79 hadith. And the numbers, as Sheikh Albani said, referring to Sheikh Albani's checking of the book. Sheikh Albani's check version of the book. Obviously, in different version, if there's a different version of the book, then the numbers would perhaps vary. And with regard to the next point in the book, then it is Ash-Shafa'a, the intercession. Alhamdulillah, wa sallallahu ala Muhammad. Oh, asif. Yeah, no doubt, inshallah. Yeah, inshallah. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت أستغفرك وأتوب إليك.